with me on the line to talk about a number of different things, including a grassroots music scheme that has seen two operations in Kerry get funding. It's the Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaelic Sport and Media, Patrick O'Donovan. Minister, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Morning, Gerry, and morning to your listeners.
Listen, first of all, I want to talk to you about that scheme and what it's designed to do, but I want to talk to you as well about the continuing story, the developing story around the Republic of Ireland's fixtures against Israel in the Nations League later on this year. There is an international friendly taking place today against Ghana. There is Seamus Coleman was speaking yesterday about the Republic of Ireland's fixtures against Israel. And he's saying, look, you shouldn't be looking at the players to sort this. We'll have a quick listen to what he said, first of all.
You know, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I've got a heart. I know the difference between right and wrong. And it's a very difficult position for the players to be in. I don't think we should be in this position, absolutely not. But of course we've got an answer on it, and it's very uncomfortable.
That's Seamus Coleman speaking, and he says that this should be dealt with by the governing bodies rather than the players and coaches having to speak out. The FAI have said they have no choice but to fulfil the fixtures, adding that while our federation and our members have made our position clear in terms of Israel's involvement in international football, it has not been taken on board by UEFA. Ireland's game against Israel is on 27th of September, and then the home match on the 4th of October. What's your view on what's happening here? Protests outside the Dáil this week as well, and calling on the government, the FAI and everybody else to not play these games.
Well, first of all, Gerry, look, it's not a matter for the government. It's a matter for the sporting bodies, and Seamus Coleman is right. We don't dictate terms to sporting bodies. They're independent organisations, and they have to obviously reflect the needs of their members, and they have to reflect the needs of their players. But it isn't it's not a position for the government to be telling the GAA, the IRFU, the FAI or anybody else what's done in terms of the independence of a national governing body who's affiliated to a European body, in this case UEFA. They made their position clear at UEFA Congress with regard to the continuation of a particular country, and it wasn't accepted. And, you know, they have told us in the department that if failure to fulfil the fixture has a big penalty on the FAI. Now, I understand from during the week the situation has changed, and that there's the FAI now have the possibility of it being played in a neutral venue. So look, but that is a matter for the FAI, and you know, if I was to go in like some people want in the Dáil all guns blazing saying that they must change, then you know, all of a sudden I wind up running the FAI and the independence of the organisation, which is very important. You know, it's not that long ago you know, I was down in Tralee at the opening of a new facility there for Kerry FC. You know, it is really important that the independence of the organisation is maintained, but that the organisation keeps a very close watch on what their grassroots are saying, what their members are saying, what their players are saying, and the same would apply to the GAA. I don't think the GAA would like, you know, ministers and government saying, you know, where the next round of matches involving Kerry should be played. It's entirely a matter for the organisation themselves.
Okay, and there's a feeling that obviously it raises against it all this week about the Occupied Territories Bill, that the government going some way but nowhere near far enough to send a clear message to Israel by keeping services out of that. The opposition and the protest groups feel you're not doing enough.
Yeah, because like no matter what's done, I don't think for some of them, and Micheál Martin I think really articulated this well during the week, for some, you know, they'll always move on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. I mean, Ireland, if you look at what Ireland and the Irish government have done, and you ask representatives of the Palestinian Authority, the government of Palestine, for which we've now recognised as an independent country, they single out Ireland as the country in Europe that has done the most in terms of UNRWA funding, in terms of recognition, in terms of trying to get the European Union to change the trade agreement. the only criticism of internationally of what is done by the Irish in terms of the support for the Palestinians comes from Irish people, opposition politicians. It doesn't come from the Palestinians. It doesn't come from people who are in receipt of, you know, getting increased amount of monies for humanitarian aid. It doesn't come from people who have been recognised as an independent state. It doesn't come from people who are having their case enunciated by the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McEntee, the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste at European Council. The only people who are moving on constantly, and by the way, they'll move on to the next thing now as well, are opposition politicians in Ireland. And I think, you know, Micheál Martin put that very succinctly. But we have to be very cognizant as well that we are a very small country. We have to maintain our independence.
Are you fighting against the tide in Europe on this, really? I mean, with the position of Germany as one of the bigger countries, there is a reluctance there to go any further than already has been gone on a European level.
I don't think so. I think an awful lot of European countries have particularly in light of the holding of European citizens in the manner in which they were held at an Israeli port last week. A lot of European countries now domestically are seeing a change in their own positioning. And I think that video footage that went globally and went viral all around the world of European citizens and nationals being essentially, you know, handcuffed with their heads against the ground, it brought home a very stark imagery, I think, to European countries that have been ambivalent towards this for too long, just exactly what's going on. We're one of a big number of countries, but if you look around the European Union, Ireland and Spain and Norway, which is outside of the European Union, on the same day recognised the state of Palestine as an independent country. We have increased our UNRWA funding. You know, everything that has been asked of us by the Palestinian government in terms of negotiations with the European Union, we have done. And again, as I say, the only people that have been critical of what it is that the Irish government have done with regard to this are opposition politicians. We will be conscious, though, and we have to be, and your listeners from, you know, from Tarbert down to Larrock would want to know, are the government going to do something that is going to in any way have a negative impact on the island of Ireland and our economy? And we have to be conscious of that. I mean, and opposition politicians will not be found. You won't find any of them to come on Radio Kerry or any radio station, as the Taoiseach said, if all of this thing goes out. You know, we are a government at the end of the day. We're not. This isn't a county council. This is a government that is responsible for the administration of the law and the protection of our citizens first and foremost. And it isn't, you know, Ballymagash Town Council that we have here. And I think the Taoiseach put that really succinctly during the week in the Dáil.
Okay, 60 venues nationwide have been approved to share €1 million in nighttime economy supports. The grassroots music venue support scheme. Mike the Pies in the Stole, 20,000. The Green Room and Dingle benefit from 15,000 for live performances. Is this a recognition that this sector is under pressure at the moment, Minister? That live performances, the money that pubs have to give towards them?
It is, but it's also a recognition of the fact that they play a hugely important role in the cultural output of the state and the country. And I started it as a pilot last year. I've doubled it this year and I hope to increase it again next year. The uptake has been really strong. There's no doubt about it. It costs a lot of money to bring acts to provincial parts of the country like Listowel and Dingle. And we want to try and support them. I'm going to try and grow it in the upcoming budget negotiations. I think COVID really put the tin hat in an awful lot of live music venues, and some of them never recovered, to be honest about it. And look, I was only talking it there recently, our societal changes have been dramatic. I suppose our age group, Jerry, are probably, you know, the last big cohort of people who go to pubs. If you look at the younger age profile now, they're going to gyms and they're going to, they're drinking coffee, which is probably not a bad thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, the cultural output of what it is to have a rural pub is very important. And I don't make any bones about the fact that I think we should be supporting them, and we should be supporting them more. And if that means, you know, live music and comedy, which I finally got the Arts Council, for instance, to recognise as an art form, and particularly an art form in Ireland, because, you know, I think we're better able to laugh at ourselves than most other countries are, which don't have a sense of humour. We probably have the best sense of humour of any country in the world. And I think being able to laugh at yourself is the first thing. This scheme addresses that. And we're also in parallel doing the Arts Capital Scheme, which I'll be bringing out the details in the next couple of weeks, and it'll allow for community groups and voluntary organisations and indeed the local authority here in Kerry to be able to make applications for things like chairs, curtains, lighting, sound improvements, you know, any basic facilities that are badly needed in amateur drama and things like that.
Okay, Minister, let me ask you this. Another thing that's eagerly awaited, and this was talked about at your parliamentary party meeting by Taoiseach Simon Harris, was new rules on planning in rural areas for one-off homes. Major changes, the largest changes maybe two decades are being promised, the strategy being brought to Cabinet in early June. Will this solve the problem? Will this fix the long-running issue of people not being able to build on their own land and not being able to build one-off houses in rural Ireland?
Well, look, you're always going to have problems, but certainly, look, we want to try and improve the situation. And I'm 23 years a public representative this year, and I suppose I do a lot of representations unapologetically to get people planning permission on their own land and build houses in one off rural County Limerick, and have done since 2003 and want to continue to do so. A lot of people, you know, politically and diametrically opposed to me believe it's bad for the environment and all this. I don't, to be quite honest about it. And again, to be quite frank about it, COVID changed everything, and the rural broadband plan, which I have responsibility for, has also changed everything. There's a new awakening in rural areas that I haven't seen for a long time. People want to live in rural communities. They want their children going to the local primary school. They want to support the local GAA club. They want to support the local shop. And I think, you know, what John Cummins, my colleague from Waterford, is proposing here is a practical measure that will go some way towards alleviating that problem.
Okay, Minister, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks, Minister. Bye.
That's Minister Patrick O'Donovan there on the line on those different issues. A few of you what he had to say about, look, the government, nothing to do with the Israel game, no role to play in it, or if you have a view on what he had to say on other issues as well, we want to hear from you.